This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I look at, the thing about anti-gun law for me is how silly it is. Anti-gun law is silly. I don't think there should be any laws made. Laws should prevent crime, yes, but when laws prevent people that aren't committing crime from doing something, we're not talking about controlling a gun, we're talking about human behavior then. So gun control is actually, the term is misleading, because they're trying to influence our behavior. Now, let's look at some of the gun control laws that are being asked for today. Do these regulations restrict a criminal, or do they restrict me and you? You look at what I'm about to present, and you decide for yourself. Like, anti-gun advocates say we should mandate for universal background checks. Now, you already go through a background check when you buy a gun from an FFL, which is where the majority of people buy their guns. Universal background checks means that you go to the gun every time a firearm changes hands, even if it isn't sold. You can't borrow a gun to teach someone to shoot because, well, you need to go get a background check to take possession of it. Even if you teach someone to shoot, you need a background check. If you cleaned your girlfriend's gun or if she touched yours, even if the guns are the same model and you both have carry permits and you're living together, you have to have a background check. So, not without a background check and government permission. How does that make us safer? Now, the anti-gun rights politicians certainly make it more cumbersome for honest people to own a gun. Do you think criminals actually follow the law? Do you think, in the first place, they go to a gun store and go through a background check? Not if they have a record, they don't. Guns are, in the world of crime, guns are a commodity, or they're a form of currency. If you need a gun, you'll trade something for it, and you'll get it in the world of crime. The anti-rights activists want you disarmed in public. They want states to stop recognizing the concealed carry permits issued by other states. You have to wonder who we are disarming, because a licensed concealed carry holder already has an FBI background check. When you look at their record, licensed concealed carriers are more law-abiding than the police are. The anti-rights gun control bigots say that disarming these scrupulously honest gun owners will disarm criminals. How's that possible? How's that true? Criminals carry illegally and don't bother to go through the rigmarole of getting a concealed carry permit. They still carry, they're going to carry whether there is concealed carry permits or not, and it is common sense that to disarm honest gun owners, or, is that common sense to do that? Or is it just more stupid stuff? Advocates who work against your right to be armed want to register guns and ammunition. Drug gangs move tons of drugs, billions of dollars, palletized and wrapped, shrink-wrapped dollars in cash, and millions of people across the U.S. borders. Do you think those gangs are going to give up their guns simply because we regulate an honest gun owner? And if you do, tell me how. Don't tell me it'll make it illegal for them. It's already illegal for them. It can't be more illegal for them unless we go after them. And even then, it still can't be more illegal because we have a revolving door system. So tell me how this makes it, you know, stops crime. Gun prohibition doesn't work any better than drug and alcohol prohibition. In fact, those types of gun control regulations leave more disarmed victims facing more armed criminals, and that doesn't make us safer, and it doesn't make any sense. What it boils down to is that these politicians will come to you, and this is what we always hear, and this is it's constantly said. I mean, I'm so tired of hearing a lawyer tell me this, because for them, this is all a matter of case law, right? If it's happened in a court, that must make it so. Isn't that the same thing we say whenever we hear about an internet story? Oh, so you heard it on the internet, so it must be true. So if a judge, who, you know, arguably has, he's got a degree in law. But, I mean, judges, when a judge sets a precedent, what he is essentially doing is he's basing something on his interpretation and the way he is going to administer the law. So, that's where we get that. So when they get out there and say, well, all rights are subject to reasonable regulation, understand that that's what that means. Time and again, politicians claim to regulate honest citizens in the name of public safety. We're told that certain types of guns are too dangerous for us to own, and these same rules never apply to the police or to the people that guard the politicians. And I will tell you this, except for a handful of them, primarily the ones that I train with, I'm willing to put my competence with a firearm up against anybody. Somebody wants to say, well, I'm good at this, and I'm good at that, and I'm better at this, and I'm better. Come and show me how you're better than me. I would love to see it. You may be. I would love to meet that person. And there's plenty of them out there. Don't get me wrong. But getting out there and telling me that this is too dangerous for me to handle, or this is too dangerous for me to handle, is foolish. Putting a police officer's uniform on a police officer does not make them some super supreme being out of Dune. They do not become the Cuisinart's Shatterack. We're told that honest gun owners need to take days of training and to pay hundreds of dollars in fees before they are safe enough. I don't know the statistics, but I would love to know how many times criminals shoot themselves. Because they don't take any of those classes or pay those fees. Gun prohibition and gun law and anti-gun law and gun control succeeds in one thing. It disarms the wrong people. And the anti-gun rights bigots who propose more gun control, they want to shift power to both the government and to the criminals. And then this is what we get. We will be facing a monopoly of violence. They will control all the violence, and they'll be on both sides. Does that make common sense? Do we really want? And here's the thing. I want to trust the government. I don't. Not when the chips are down. They can't be trusted to do what they got to do. That's been proven time and time again. When you get out there and you leave them to their own devices, I asked somebody the other day, why did we have to have the 14th Amendment? And he's like, oh, we're changing the subject now. No, it's because the states lost their mind. That's why. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry, copying no one and with value exceeding everyone. Their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Have you ever wondered why they're afraid of us? Why people are afraid of gun carriers? People who don't like guns warn of widespread and unprovoked violence. If a regularly law-abiding citizen is allowed to go around armed. Time and time again, they have warned about this, and time again, they've been proven wrong. And they were wrong time after time. Time. New and old gun owners prove them wrong every month. We know that gun phobes are afraid of guns, but it's still hoplophobes. That's what I call hoplophobes. But it still bothers me that hoplophobes are afraid of legally armed Americans. That's one reason I think that concealed carry is preferred among some of these people. Simply because that way they don't have to look at them. They don't have to see them. Unseen means unknown, right? And that's what they're looking for. This is all about feeling. They wish to feel safe. Even though they should know. If they don't know, they should know. They should know, if they don't know, that there's people out there carrying guns. Now, because they don't, but they know that people have guns. See, this whole thing about what's been going on in these colleges. You've got a bunch of teachers saying that they're afraid to give out bad grades because they're afraid to get shot. Is there like a bunch of teachers getting beat up? But we have to hide time and time again. As a licensed gun owner, as a permitted gun owner, it is not my obligation to calm your anxieties, hoplophobes. Enough is enough. If you will, let me remind you of what it costs. The hoplophobes said our streets and shops would run with blood as more law-abiding citizens got their permits and carried legally. And now 10% of the total U.S. population carries altogether. The opposite happened. We saw our homicide rate drop as the number of concealed permit holders soared. This is less remarkable than it seems. We've already lived with guns for a long time. We have many millions of man years of experience with legal gun owners. We found out that licensed gun owners are probably the most law-abiding segment of society. To buy a gun, you have to pass a background check. That proves you're not a criminal. So when you buy the gun successfully, everybody already knows when you show up, you're not a criminal. Then you get another background check when you receive your concealed carry license. That in your pocket means that you have a clean criminal record as the FBI looked across the U.S. and perhaps around the world. Your state probably ran a search to see if one of their license holders committed a crime out of state since the license was issued. And that this is a good guy card in your wallet or purse that says you're a card-carrying, honest person. And that's only the beginning, because where we have data, licensed gun owners are many times more law-abiding than the average person, the average bear. Licensed gun owners are more law-abiding than law enforcement. And both those numbers, though, are very small. Now, before, they wanted us to get a license. They said, well, if you're going to carry a gun, you should have a permit. That's what they're saying is, if you're going to carry a gun, we want to know you have a gun. So, at first, they wanted you, and then they want to ignore the results. But now you're a card-carrying good guy. Why should you need another background check to buy another gun or more ammunition? You've already been cleared. In South Carolina, if you have a concealed carry permit, you do not go through a background check. This is actually considered a time savings measure. You're also a card-carrying good guy or gal. Why can't you carry your legally owned gun with you as you travel across the country? Because the FBI already examined your criminal record from coast to coast. You're a card-carrying good guy or gal. Why are you legally barred from some churches or public schools or public parks, public housing, and public transportation? I thought we were past that sort of bigotry. I guess we were wrong. In South Carolina, for a while, you couldn't carry a gun into a place that served alcohol, which is a lot of restaurants. So that meant if I had a choice of either carrying a gun or not eating at this particular restaurant. So I chose not to eat at the restaurant. And apparently that actually worked, because then they passed a law saying, well, you can't be impaired. So now we can legally go into a place that serves alcohol. And guess what? They're leaving it to us to decide whether or not we're going to imbibe. Oh, the freedom. Some of those regulations sounded like a good idea at the time. I'm sure to somebody it's clear that the legislators are more interested in feeling good than in doing anything good. And honest gun owners pay the price for these crazy laws every day. And you know what? Society gets nothing for this. There's no reward for society for doing this. So then there's the gun-free zones. These, you know, the safety regulations, which are absolutely crazy. And the hoplophobes are becoming more anxious as their prohibitions fail. Pandering legislators shouldn't tell us how to live. We shouldn't pass bigoted laws to soothe a faithless spirit. So legally armed Americans are good neighbors. They are. Armed Americans don't act like criminals, and criminals don't obey gun laws and gun-free zones. So are the hoplophobes sane enough to recognize that criminals won't respect their safe space? I'll respect their safe space. Hey, look, gun grabbers, if you have a no guns allowed sign, I won't come in there. Because I'm going to obey the law. I'm going to allow your fear to influence my behavior on that one. However, I will tell you this. That will not stop somebody whose intent is to hurt you. Because there are no safe spaces from them. The closest thing that you can find to a safe space, if a shooter comes in wanting to light the place up, is to be behind a gun. Or behind someone with a gun. Someone that is going to fight this guy. Because not fighting him means he's going to shoot somebody 3 times a minute. Look around the room where you're at, gun grabbers. See how many people are in there. Think to yourself, one every 20 seconds. Do the math. Figure out when it's going to be your turn. Or you can just trust us. We won't let you down. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. If you order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I'm not sure whether I'm decisive or not, so I'm going to have to get back to you later on this. But, you know, I have trouble when it comes to decisions like whether I should break off a hunk of a giant Hershey bar and dip them in a peanut butter during my afternoon, you know, prepping for the show. I'm pretty sure my decision process, the answer to that question is always an immediate resounding yes, because, you know, chocolate and peanut butter, right? Yeah. When it comes to choosing which gun to carry when I leave the house, things get a little harder, because the worst part of that, there is hardly ever a Hollywood actor around to provide advice and guidance on the matter, so I have to rely on my own limited amount of knowledge. Now, here's the problem. When I can carry a proper full-sized gun, which, considering my dress code and my normal day-to-day, is all the time, I either can choose between my very sweet Nighthawk Falcon, Nighthawk Custom Falcon, or any of the double stacks that I own. And yes, they're equally sweet, but just in different ways, kind of like the 1 pound Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and a Bugatti Veyron, the remote control version, of course. The Nighthawk is the epitome of what the top quality of a handgun should be. It is a 1911. Sure, that's a design that roamed the earth when the dinosaurs were around, right? But it doesn't show or feel its age at all. You can see the influences of other guns that came before it. It has a cut on the front of it that makes it look like a Browning High Power. It still feels, the spring still feels brand new. The rails on the rails still move like they're magnetically suspended. There's numerous holsters for the 1911, the classic pattern, of which I have a few. But the real reason this gun enters the daily carry decision competition is that it shoots like a dream. I mean, it's pleasurable to shoot. But what I also mean about this is that I have a lot of confidence shooting it, meaning if I aim at something, I'm pretty sure I'm going to hit it. Now, it has a standard magazine capacity of 8. With one in the chamber, that takes me to 9. So, and the thing about single-stack magazines where you can carry 2 double stacks, so normally there should be a way to carry 4 single-stack magazines, although I haven't figured that out yet, but I'm waiting for somebody to do it. And, you know, there are plenty of dual magazine carriers out there. I just haven't figured out what to do with that just yet. But a lot of times I just stick them in my pocket. I'll stick one in my front pocket for that immediate need. Now, let's go to, and we can substitute any of the double stack guns, but let's just go with the one out of the box, the 18K VP9. This is chambered in 9mm. It is ergonomically superior out of the box to anything I've ever picked up. I even like the European magazine release. Now, equally at home with me, though, is the double-action, single-action CZ-75. And very shortly, I'm going to go back to carrying a full-sized SIG 226, just because I have gotten really used to the double-action, single-action trigger pulls. A lot of folks hate these because of the transition of trigger feel after the first shot. It is not like a revolver to me, though. But that's admittedly a personal preference thing. But those guns, the agency guns, they all shoot like a dream. The SIG P320, like a dream. When it comes back with the new trigger, I am very certain it will be like a dream. So, the guns I have, they are all working very well for me. And the minimum magazine capacity on these is 15. So here's the dilemma for me. Capacity versus firepower. Now, the Nighthawk Custom Falcon has limited capacity, but since it's 45, each of those rounds can wipe out a city block. Or, at a minimum, Justin Bieber's Lamborghini. On the other hand, the VP9, the agency guns, the P320, the CZ, they all carry double the round count. But they're those little tiny 9mm rounds, hardly adequate for insect control if you listen to the internet commandos. In all probability, it won't really matter at all which gun I carry, because we do live in a dangerous world. But the odds are pretty darn good that I won't have to draw either of these in a self-defense situation. If it is a standard, which I don't know any better word than that one for this crime situation, the odds are that the lower capacity 1911 would be adequate, because in the standard crime, you're talking about a trade-off of about 4 rounds, all told. In the very unlikely scenario that I happen to get caught up in one of these terrorist attacks that the news media can't seem to call a terrorist attack, every extra round will be very welcome indeed. In that particular case, the gun to have would be the CZ-P09 with its 19-round capacity. Keep in mind that we're still waiting for that first gunfight survivor to lament the fact that he had too much ammunition available. You could always go for one of those monstrously sized double-stack guns like Glockzilla. Or if you have to go 45, you could always go with the FNX 45 Tactical outfitted with an RMR. It has 15 plus rounds of those block clearing 45 ACPs. And there are people that actually carry them. There are people that actually make inside-the-waistband holsters for that gun. And it is not as svelte as the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. It's perfectly carryable in some cases. It's a little bigger and a little heavier, but if you carry a standard full-size gun like the Glock 17-22, the Smith & Wesson M&P, Agent K VP9, the CZ-75, the CZ-P09, any of the SIGs, you could carry this one. And that's what it all comes down to. When it's all said and done, whatever you carry, make sure that you have trained with it. If it is a single stack, you probably are good to go. In a lot of cases with me, like if I'm going to be gone for days or a day or all day or whatever, I will carry a double stack with a lot of extra ammo. Just because I don't want to be caught short. But a lot of times when I'm feeling really good about myself, I'll carry that Nighthawk. Because that is a outrageous combat gun. Outrageous. And I sort of feel, I like that feeling of being outrageous when I'm out there carrying in self-defense. That's my thing. That's the big thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99. With 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. American medical care and its financing has been transformed over the last century, because up until 1920, our medical care was really quite primitive. It's actually sort of possible that before, during that time, it would have been healthier not to go to see a doctor. But then several factors began to coalesce. We had new pharmaceuticals, widespread acceptance of the germ theory, improved anesthesia and surgical technique, vaccination and standardization of medical education. People began to gain confidence that if you were admitted to a hospital, that you might actually go back home instead of dying, as was a previous experience. These new advances look inexpensive to us then, but the cost was onerous for its time. People dreaded the cost of hospitalization. And this was during the heyday of the progressive era, but Americans had no stomach for nationalized health care. Free enterprise filled the void. Then some hospitals in Texas began offering a group of teachers a small monthly fee to cover the cost of possible hospitalization. This was a true insurance plan, much like car insurance. It only covered the cost of the hospital. You paid for all of your routine medical bills as they happened. This eventually became Blue Cross, and it spurred the growth of other iterations of this theme. And it was not long before national policy and politics got involved, just like that unwanted relative that visits and never goes home. During World War II, there was a shortage of workers to manufacture war material. To attract workers, they were offered health care benefits. And this all became standard. And at the same time, the businesses were allowed to write off these costs from their corporate taxes. By the early 1960s, almost 70% of American laborers had health insurance. This did not cover the poor and the elderly, so Washington gave us Medicaid and Medicare. These programs were mandated to cover some or all of the medical care expenses. Gone were the days where you paid for everything except the hospital. Now we are seeing the progeny of the law of unintended consequences. Private insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid are all third-party payers. The whole system was flush with lots of money, and medical services bloomed. Patients became indifferent to the cost of services because, after all, somebody else was paying them. And a sense of entitlement also ensued. The feeling that if I'm paying for this insurance, then I demand the premium coverage. Patients no longer shopped around for more economical care. And there were no longer any pressure from consumers to control costs. Price competition was gone. There have been many impotent attempts to control costs with HMOs, hospital utilization committees, and pre-approval. None of that worked. And even if patients still demanded cheaper fees by shopping around, the cost would still go up. Every high-tech improvement in medical care comes with an almost exponential rise in cost. Every new CT scanner is over $1 million. Robotic surgery equipment is around $2 million. Cancer drugs are often hundreds of thousands of dollars. And there are many fees that are very hard to justify. For instance, at a local hospital, it costs over $20,000 just for the privilege of being wheeled into the OR. That's just the cost of using the room. That makes me sound a little old, but I remember when you could have open heart surgery, stay in the hospital for more than a week, and have a total bill of around $20,000. That's happened in my lifetime. To give you an example of how that has changed in my lifetime, if I had used the Life Flight, for example, which is not covered by insurance, that's $20,000. My bill for the time I was in the hospital with my heart, my open heart surgery and everything, $197,000. And let us not all forget that with all of this money flowing, that the predators and the scavengers are just outside the camp. The costs of defensive medicine are real. Just ask any high-risk specialist or emergency room doctor. It's very hard to leave the ER with a bill less than $1,000. Tort reform is sorely needed. And then came Obama with the Affordable Care Act. One of the most incredible misnomers of its time. With an increase in mandated coverage, insurance for middle America has skyrocketed with horrendous copay costs. Insurance companies are being driven out of the marketplace. Recent comments from the allies of Bernie Sanders sound like this was the intent all along. They have said that Obamacare was just the first step toward a single-payer system. Socialized medicine. They need to bankrupt the medical insurance companies because they're too wealthy and strong. In the transition, the American public would be inured to these high costs and would welcome the federal government with open arms. Because we already have Medicare and Medicaid, right? We still could go down that road too often traveled to collectivism known as socialized medicine. But the sanitized name is single payer. The proponents claim the moral superiority, which they do not have. Single payer is another word for slavery. The left hates her, but Ayn Rand, who lived under communism in Russia before coming to America, had this to say in 1946. The greatest good for the greatest number is one of the most vicious slogans ever foisted on humanity. The slogan has no concrete specific meaning. There's no way to interpret it benevolently, but a great many ways it can be used to justify the most vicious actions. She gives examples. Nazi Germany decided that the greatest good would be killing the Jews. They were the majority, and they could define the greatest good. The Chinese Great Cultural Revolution killed off more than 100 million people for the greater good. One-third of our population, they killed them off for the greater good. Now, many would protest that those are extremes of collectivism, and it's unfair to use those examples, but they're out there. We are far too civilized for that, they say. We're talking about collectivizing medicine, not the whole society. But in socialized medicine, you become part of the matrix. The government owns you then. Sooner or later, you are of no concern for the greater good. Now, I would look for wisdom. Except I don't expect to see it coming out of Washington. And if you don't want to see a true, I'm not going to say a civil war, because I don't think it would be a civil war. We wouldn't be at war with ourselves. This would be a revolution. And if you want to see one of those, watch what happens if that were to be put in place. Although I'm also beginning to think that the greatest good would be to take some of these politicians that are in office today that are actually sitting down and giving, you know, saying, well, we deserve to give it its own fair hearing and trial and then have it say on the floor. We need to just replace them for the greatest good. Put them out to pasture. They're already exempt from it anyway. What does it matter if they debate it? We need to get rid of them and get somebody in there that's going to do what's going to be done, needs to be done. I'm being asked with double stacks, what about Springfield XDM or Glock 30? Those are all fine. Those are all good guns. Glock 30, it's a little small for the for me. I would prefer the Glock 21. Yeah. That's the 45, yeah. The Glock 20 is a 10mm, the Glock 21 is a 45. If I were going to carry one of those, that's what I would carry. But the XDM is fine. That's a big old honking piece of metal. A good one. Single payer is, if they were to enact single payer, in Germany, we used to call that the balloon going up. That's wartime. Do you want to be owned by the federal government? Do you want at some point for them, you know, Charlie Gard, that poor baby, his parents didn't need the government to take care of him, and yet the government claimed him. They said, he is ours, and you can't do with him what you want. You are his parents. Okay, we get that part. But we're the ones deciding what is good for him for the greatest good. And we think, for the greatest good, that instead of experimenting and trying to give him some semblance of hope, we should just let him die. And they did. Single payer. Back again on Monday between now and then. Stay alert, stay alive. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.